Blog Talk Radio.
Second Peter 1 and 3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him.
Curses that man put on me.
I'm what the Word of God say I am. A lot of times people bring curses on themselves by what they're saying. Rebuke those curses, because you're not stupid. You can do it. You do everything right. See, the devil wants you to believe that you can't do anything right. The devil wants you to think that you're never going to be happy. But the Word of God says you can rejoice now. You can be happy because it's going to be in Him. You can please God. Because remember, with faith, all things are possible when you're dealing with God to those that believe. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful on this thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about the Word of God. I'm excited about you, everything the Word of God say you are. James Fortune said, are that? Why? Because remember what he said? He have given you everything. You don't need anything. God has already given it to you. He already put it in us. What we have to do is learn how to enjoy. Enjoy what God have already did. Hallelujah.
2 Peter 1 and 3 tells us that.
My bad. 2 Peter 1 and 3 tells us he's given us everything. Everything we need. So know that you have everything you need, and it's all in Christ. Hallelujah. We have a word of prayer, then we're going to get into this. The Lord had put in my spirit to do a declaration. So we thank him for his word, first of all, because the Word of God says that in everything give, for this is the will of God. The only way we know to do that is because the Word of God says that. So I want to do a declaration, like an affirmation, if you would, because God has said to us the battle is already won. 1 Samuel 17 and 47. He said, I declare that God, the battle is already won. Hallelujah. You don't have to fight. It's already won. I want to declare that God is preserving what he has ordained for us. He will lead us into the battle with victory. Hallelujah. I declare that we have won the victory according to 1 Corinthians 15, 57 and 58. I believe God has sent his word, and his word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish what he sent it out to do. I declare that the God has anointed us to do his will according to Hebrews 13 and 21. Hallelujah. I declare that God has given us divine healing and divine life according to Matthew's 8, 2, and 3, and also Isaiah 53 and 5. I declare that I expect God's mercy and grace to follow me all the days of my life according to Psalms 23. It's a guarantee. I don't care where you go. No matter where you go, his grace and mercy is going to follow you. I declare that right now. I expect favor and blessings on me and on you and on your life and on your children's life, according to Jeremiah 29 and 11. God already has a plan for your life. I decree it and declare right now that you will live and you will not die. I declare that the works of the Lord, according to Psalms 118 and 17, I declare it in your life right now. Hallelujah. I declare right now, because you are believers, that the abundant life is flowing through your spirit, man. Because the Word of God says, Jesus came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I declare. I declare that you are a new creation, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. I decree and declare that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Woo, that just, man, that just, that just does something to me. When I think about where God want to live, see, you got to understand a little bit about the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit lived in a special place. That's number one. Because anybody couldn't go there. That's number two. Number three, you had to be special to go there. You had to be part of the chosen one to go there. So to become a temple for the Holy Spirit, that's big time stuff, brothers and sisters. Because the Holy Spirit used to live up in what is called the Holy of Holiness in the Temple of Jerusalem. That's what made Jerusalem so popular. Because people knew that the anointing of God lived up there in that temple. And the only one could go up there was the high priest. And the only one could deal with the high priest was the priest. Hallelujah. But God had chosen us to allow his spirit to be in each and every one of us, his glory to be in everybody. Instead of being in one place, hallelujah. Hey, this thankful Thursday, brothers and sisters, we want to open it up, the broadcast, and anyone that wants to be thankful for the scripture or anything in particular, we're going to ask you to come forth now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Anyone have a scripture you want to share? Get thankful for. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. I certainly enjoyed that prayer. Amen. Amen. And good afternoon, everyone. And the scripture I'd like to be thankful for is coming from 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. It says, from King James, "For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." And then when I looked over to the 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians and verse 14 says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness?" So I'm thankful for that scripture to know that we are the very righteousness because of Christ. He made that possible for us. And I want to read that out of the Message Bible, and that's 2 Corinthians 5 and verse, let me see which one, which part, how far I want to go here. Someone else getting theirs together. I'm going to jump in here and get in and get out the way. Praise God. I'm going to start with the 16th verse through the 21st verse of 2 Corinthians 5. And it says, "Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. We looked at the Messiah that way once and got it all wrong, as you know. We certainly don't look at him that way anymore. Now we look inside. And what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new." And then, let me drop down a little bit. It goes on to say, "God put the world square with himself through the Messiah, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sin. God has given us the task of telling everyone what he is doing. We're Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. We're speaking for Christ himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. How, you ask? In Christ. God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong so we could be put right with God. So I'm so thankful for that scripture to know that I'm a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. As the scriptures say, all things are become new. And it's all because of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Awesome. Awesome. And he says that all things are of God. And then you go back to 21. Beautiful scripture, Pastor. Beautiful. Listen, brothers and sisters, we get so much revelation in that. I know, you know, we've kind of just barely scraped the surface with this. But let me tell you what, when you really hear that scripture, because the Lord had me working that scripture, very scripture this morning. So when Pastor brought it up, I know that's God. Because he said to me this morning, this is my stuff.
Yeah.
And I did this. Pray. See, I heard that in my spirit. He said, so people, they can't complain. I made this. I made you. I made Christ. I made Christ to be seen for you. That's what I did. How you going to question that? If God chose to do that, if God chose to do, what right do you have to say, oh, no, Lord, everybody got to pay for their own sin? No. God chose to let Christ be our substitute. He chose to take that sin and swap it, our sin, and swap it for Christ's righteousness. That's something
Come
God
on.
Did.
Yes,
it Man, that is
yes.
one of the most awesome miracles. People walk around here, want a miracle, want to see a leg grow, want to see an arm, want to see eyes. Brothers and sisters, stop looking in the flesh. That's what she just read. You got it wrong, remember? You were looking in the flesh, and you looked at Jesus, the Messiah, in the flesh. You got it wrong.
That's right.
We got it wrong. Yes, we did. We got it wrong. Because we looked in the flesh. You can't see him. In the flesh. That's why he said, don't know no man after the flesh.
Yeah.
People want to put their big pictures on billboard signs. Oh, look at that husband and wife ministry. Oh, look at that beautiful couple. You think I'll go to their church? They look like a family church because they got children hanging on the picture with a man and a woman. I guess that's the husband and the wife and the children. And that looks so, that is so appealing to the eye. That just does something to the optical nerve. It sends waves through my brain telling me, boy, that's a beautiful place. There's peace there. There's joy there. That's a loving place. That's where you want to go and raise your children. See, Satan has that kind of power because he's the God of this world.
That's right.
God said, don't know folks like that. You got it wrong. When you want to look at stuff like that, you got it wrong.
That's right.
That's not real as Tony Tiger on a cereal box.
Have mercy.
I don't know what was your favorite cereal, but man, when I was young, I couldn't wait to Tony Tiger come on TV and he jumps out that box.
That's right.
Listen, brothers and sisters, this is a great miracle. When you understand that God made Jesus to be sin for us.
Thank you, Lord.
They couldn't appreciate it in the Old Testament. They weren't ready for it. The old had to die, and then the new had to come about. But it's open, brothers and sisters. It's open. Yeah. I was just piggybacking on that a little bit to let you know that I was there this morning, early this morning, that same scripture, and God showed me. He says, this is what I did. This is my doing. I made man.
Praise
I did
God.
He said, I did this. I made him. I made Christ to be sin for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then the revelation, the other part of revelation he showed me in that is that he said, you know what? I made God, Christ to be sin for you. Then I turned around and I got in you.
Yeah.
Gotta see it.
All right.
Out of all the places God could, he got in us.
Thank you, Lord.
He used to hang out up there in Jerusalem. He rent that temple down, tore it down. Say, I don't live up in that no more. I'm living you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the thing. That's the new living way. I'm not going back to the old way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
And thankful for something. The word of God.
Good afternoon, Pastor. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Thank you for your prayers and your scriptures in the King James. And good afternoon to all listeners. Praise God. In 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the King James 21, it reads as follows. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now,
yes.
It says now, then we
now.
Are ambassadors of Christ. As
yes,
though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be ye reconciled to God.
Yes.
For he hath made him to be sin for us.
Hallelujah.
Read that again. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Hallelujah.
What a beautiful scripture that sums up. That shows the substitute or the understudy that Pastor Beasley's been telling us about, how Christ is our substitute. He stepped in, he took our sins, and now we are the very righteousness of God. We just have to be accepting of what we feel and believe that we're worthy of. God already knows we're worthy of it. He put it in place before the world was even ordained. So he knows what we were. We have to be accepting of it. We have to believe it. We have to walk on it. We have to stand up. We are the very righteousness of God, and we have the mind of Christ. And I'm so thankful for those scriptures because it gives us unlimited amount of power not to live under the conditions of the law in this world, which God so rightfully saved us from because he knew we could not save ourselves. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
That is one beautiful scripture, brothers and sisters. I don't know if you everybody really getting this, but I'm going to tell you, I don't.
Yes, that scripture
Go ahead.
That scripture is so full of the truth and the spirit and the reasoning and tells exactly who we are as plain as a nose on our face. It has so much in it if you just read it. It's just, it will illuminate your spirit if you take in the words as you should come and humble before God. It will let you know that you're a new creature. You're new. Brand new. He did this for us. You know, he knew we couldn't do it for ourselves. He knew we couldn't follow all these rules and these rulemakers. We're going to be smacked on the hands, thrown in jail, stoned, whatever. We couldn't keep taking these animals. He said, this is what I'm going to do. He's going to take his only begotten son, and he substituted him for sin and gave us the very righteousness. And that is so amazing. He gave us everything, mercy, glory, the very righteousness of God. We have everything that's righteous. And we just have to accept it and walk in that light. And it's not always easy because we've been taught the complete opposite all our lives, but it's something that you have to stay conscious about and start now, because it says now we're new creatures. But when you read it, it says, but now. I'm telling you, right now, Start now. Don't worry about what happened yesterday or what's tomorrow. Start now and try to continue to walk in what God has so freely given us. How often do people give you gifts for free that has everything in it that you want? You got a bonus for everything.
Man.
You're walking up to you, giving you a bonus of $1 million, a casino ticket, a house, a car, a furs, diamonds, whatever you want. God has given us everything that we want and need it. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, you know, the more we talk about this scripture over here in 2 Corinthians 5, the more God just put things in my spirit. I think about the word reconciliation. God, not only did he do all this, then he turned around and said, okay, here's what I want to put in your pocket. I'm going to give you the word of reconciliation. So wherever you go, you tell people that you've been restored. You're in perfect harmony with God. Now, here's the contract. We're in perfect harmony now. Woo, that's awesome, man. You've been reconciled. He said, I've given you my word. That's like a contract. You have an agreement with him now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like that COVID-19 card, only it's better than that. Yes.
Yes. You have, God is validating what he did in the man Christ Jesus and what he's doing in us.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is.
But he said, you got to become friends now. I'm already friend with you. You need to become friends with me. You're
all
free.
Right,
you're free from the conflict. You're free from the stuff you've been going through. You're free from fighting those sins battle.
Yeah.
Something you had never been able to do. He said, so I'm going to reconcile you now. And I'm going to fight your back. Because, in other words, when God reconciled us, man, that's mind-blowing to me. He adopted us, so we'll know that this is part of him. And the other part on that now that she made mention of that, but I just tell you, every time I look at this, I just get, oh, God, for a better way of saying this, he solved all of our problems because he's friends with us now.
Yeah.
And he says, here's a word for you. And you keep this word.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you go, you tell folks, you have become reconciled now. It is just as important as a divorce papers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as important as a marriage certificate. It is just as important as your driver's license. So wherever you go and you get stuck, boom, here's my passport. There it is right there. There it is. Well, yeah, that looked like you. He said, I've given you the word of reconciliation.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you can't stop there. He says, you can't just stop there. I'm going to make you an ambassador. Why are you doing this? So you can go and represent Christ and tell folks, I'm your friend now. You got to go tell people. See, that's what an ambassador does. They represent a country or whatever, and then they've got papers to go. Boy, this is beautiful. This is so awesome. And if an ambassador came here from another country, they have their paper, and they're representing their country. And since we're foreigners here, God has made us an ambassador. He's given us the word of reconciliation, and he's saying, you know what? I'm behind it all. I'm going to back every bit of what you say. Heaven got you covered.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
He said, now, praying that you
want the Lord back you.
Yeah.
Who better to back you than the Lord? Praise God.
And they want to know, how is it possible? How is that possible? Sir Ambassador, I see you're here for Christ. You're here in Christ's stead. I get all of that, and we've been reconciled to God. How is that possible? And then the ambassador said something like this. God made Jesus could be sin for us. So
that's right.
Because he knows the sin and that we could become righteousness of God. So that's how I got the right to be an ambassador for Christ, because I'm right. I'm in his standards. I'm agreeing with him.
Yes.
So since I have this word of reconciliation, I don't want to give you part of it and give you part of it and let people know, hey, God give me this task. This is an awesome task, is to tell people, hey, be reunited with God now.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. That's right.
Come back to God. He wants to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want sin to keep you away from him. That's just like having a real bad argument with your mate.
Mm-hmm.
Then she go in one room and he go in one room, and then you just keep you separated. Keep you separated. God said, forget it. Tear down the walls. Hey, we friend. I don't care what you did. Come on. Come on. Let's get back together. Let's go to have dinner here. We got to get it back together.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's awesome, brother. So, doctor, I approve this. So, see, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter what this God thing anyway. If you really read that, that's what he said. He said, this is my thing. He says, all things is of God. He the one made friends with us. He did that. He gave Jesus became the peace offering. He says, here, be reconciled now. We're friends now. We're made up. So
that's
look
right.
at Jesus in a different light now.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
When you get mad or there's a disagreement, maybe I shouldn't use that word mad. That's a real hard word. But when you're in a disagreement, and come on, men. I got a couple of men out here can help me out. I don't know why y'all don't say anything. When you made your lady mad, or y'all upset or whatever, you go and you get some roses or you get flowers.
That's
now, you
right.
could get
That's
candy, but not even today.
Try to reconcile.
Candy. Now, you got to bring a debit card with something on it, or you got to bring something, you know. Candy.
Yeah.
They don't want no candy. Candy make them, you know, make, they ain't doing, they on a diet thing now. But listen, brothers and sisters, when you try to make up, you go and make reservation to a fine restaurant, or you do something to make this up now. See?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So what God did is he took Jesus. That became his roses. And he said, here, y'all, I'm reconciling.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
The only need for reconciling is because you've been split up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You need to come back together. You need to reunite.
Yes.
And that's what God did with Jesus. He said, here's my sacrifice. I love y'all, so I'm giving you this. I want to make up.
Hallelujah.
And then he turned around and gave us this ministry. This our ministry is to make friends with folks, to let people see God in us, which is the... that's our ministry now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. No, be in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm thankful Thursday, but man, I'm just thankful for the word. Thank you, Evangelist Sharon, for going back over there. Thank you, Pastor, for bringing it up. Hey, anybody else? We ain't no hurry. Come on with it. Anybody. Studio wide open. You ain't even got to press nothing today. Just start talking.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Anything else you want to share, Pastor?
Oh, no, Pastor. I'm so good. Praise God for the word. Woo. I love it.
Listen, brothers and sisters, this is part of this new creation. And what God showed me also this morning is that he wants to live in us. And the only way he can live in us, we have to accept him. That's right. He can't just break his way through your life. You have to say, Holy Spirit, come live in me. I know I did some things, but you told me Jesus was my sin. So let Jesus come in and sweep it clean, and then you come in, Lord.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, Lord, I need you in here.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
But remember now, because I'm thinking, well, we got to do this. Doctor, now this is my thing. I'm doing this. All things is of God. Remember what he said? That's what he said.
Yeah.
And all things are of God. Common. And all things are of God. Slow down. Common. Don't run by that too fast now. Evangelist Sharon just read the thing over there in the 16th verse, the 18th verse, wherever it's that. Yeah, that's what it says. 2 Corinthians 5. Think about the 18th verse. He said, all things are of God. How did you get that? Because it was God who reconciled us to himself. He the one made friends with us. This was a God thing.
Come on, say it.
It was a God thing. You ain't did nothing. Your preacher ain't did nothing. Stop letting folks, they laid hands on me. Stop giving man credit. This is God thing, man. God did this. All things is of God. All things are of God. All things are of God. I just had to hear that several times, see?
Yeah.
I don't know what the 18th verse is, but I know this. I got sense enough to know. I mean, I'm talking about in the Messenger Bible, but I know this. I know God did it all.
Yes.
He restored this relationship. So if I bought you some flour, Sister Smith, you know I'm restoring this relationship. That's me. That's what I'm doing. I bring you some candy, Evangelist Sharon. I'm restoring this relationship. Pastor, when I bring you this big bouquet of roses, I'm restoring this relationship.
Yeah.
Now, you can tell your friends, I know he was going to come right. I don't care what you tell him. I'm the one restoring the relationship.
Yes.
Listen, brother and sister, God did this. He restored us.
That's right.
He reconciled us. And because of that, this is an awesome miracle how God did this. And I like the fact that he did it undercover. The enemy had no idea, no clue that he himself was going to come in and take the sin, destroy it, abolish it. And while he was doing that, and while we were still under this anesthesia, I don't know, my tongue always wanted to get twisted when I say that. But while we were out, God stuck that new creation.
Yeah. Amen.
Pastor,
I'm going to read that from the 18th verse. 2 Corinthians 5:18 from the Message Bible. It says, all this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him and then called us to set our relationships with each other. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All this comes from God.
Yes.
Who set the relationship between us and him. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
All come from God, you say? This
right.
New life came from God, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
All of it.
All of it. Every last bit. Yes.
I'm glad you read that at the Messenger Bible, because see, that's what I was saying, and that really explained to me what I was saying that Evangelist Sharon read.
Uh-huh.
Y'all,
That's
y'all on one accord today. That's just beautiful. Thank you for going back reading that, Evangelist Sharon. Thank you for bringing it out, Pastor, in the Messenger Bible.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Next.
Amen.
Referring to the Messenger Bible. See, that said what I wanted to say. It's already there.
Right. Amen. Right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Explaining words. It don't get any better than that, brother and sister. I thank God for the Messenger Bible. I thank him for these other translations. And I thank him for having a mind to receive and be receptive.
Yeah.
Going back to what Karen said in the beginning. Brother and sister, that's what we got to do. We just got to receive this stuff. Yeah. You remember John 1, St. John 1 says, as many as receive him, to them he gave the power. You got to receive this stuff. You got to receive it, then believe it. See, you can't believe it until you learn to receive it.
That's right.
Sure, I better say that in the chat because somebody can hear that.
Yeah.
You want to be healing, receive it. Receive the scripture, then act on it. And I can take you through the Bible and show you that was the process. He said, you believe I can do this? He'd already received it in his heart. He said, yeah, Lord, you can do it. I know you can.
Yeah.
See, you got to receive it in your spirit. That, hey, I can't do nothing with sin. I can't do nothing with sin. I'm not going to sit up and try to brag, but I tell you what I can do. I can get in Christ.
Hallelujah. That's what he said.
See, the children of Israel, let me tell you what they did. They knew, and the Israelites, they all knew, hey, let me get some blood because I can't do nothing with sin. I take this blood and give it to the priest, and the priest going to give it to the high priest. And I'm good for the year. See, they act on that because they believe that. People today, they won't speak this because they really don't believe it. Because if you believe it, you'll do it. That's what when I talk about believing in the new creation, that's what I'm talking about, acting on this stuff, acting in this new life, our new life. Stop letting the enemy keep it from you.
That's right.
That's God himself in you, guiding you, protecting you, covering
for you.
But we just have to make that firm decision that, hey, Lord, take care of my sin issue, and I'm going to continue to bathe and bask in your righteousness that's in Christ. Because I'm going to stay in Christ. I ain't going nowhere. I can't go nowhere now. I got to stay in Christ. Stay in his spirit. That's what staying in Christ is, brothers and sisters. For those that don't know, it's staying in his spirit.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be like the host, and I'm just getting all into it. Anybody else? And See, the reason I continue to talk because when nobody's saying that, and these are valuable minutes. I mean, I don't care nothing about the filthy lucre, the dirty filthy lucre. That don't mean nothing to me. But it's important that you speak. You speak the word, man.
That's right.
If Satan keep you from talking, you'll never get healed. If he keep you from talking, you'll never be delivered.
That's
right. Yes.
Amen. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if not, we're going to see you all on tomorrow. It's still open now. We'll see you tomorrow.